Hey everyone, it's Nandini, the founder of the Students Beyond Borders, and today we are here with our co-founder, Ariana. Hey Ariana, do you want to introduce yourself to our listeners?
Hey, welcome. I'm Ariana. I'm from China. So basically, I moved to Canada like 5 years ago for university. Welcome.
Thank you. So can you tell our listeners what you study at SFU and what was the reason for your move to Canada?
My major right now is psychology. I found out the psychology is like really interesting in study with the mind development.
Yeah.
And actually, the reason why I moved to Canada is 'cause my parents, they want me to have a better environment to live and get a better education environment. So that's the reason.
It sounds amazing. Taking a new journey must be exciting. It
Oh,
must
sorry.
be incredibly hard when you first moved here. Did you have any family here?
No, I was here alone by myself after high school graduation. So it's really hard to face some challenges in life and also like in school. Yeah.
I can only imagine how hard it must be being a high school graduate moving to Canada. It 'cause you're young, you don't know, like you're so uncertain about things. You have to figure out how to get your SIN number, how to get your health card, and all those things. What kept you motivated? Like who told you how to get the SIN card, how to get the health card?
I think the really first day was the welcome day from my college. So there were some students which are volunteers, and they show me around and they'll lead me to the counter to get my student ID and introduce everything to me. Yeah, basically.
That's great. What are some challenges that you faced in the first few weeks, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh my God, actually a lot. I'd say the most challenge part is how to find your classroom and how to actually get help from the university. Because we know it's a quite new environment for us to just move to a new country and also studying a new environment. So I used the app, like SFU app, to help myself. Yeah. That one is really helpful.
That's a really helpful site. I 100% agree. I feel like that is a great tip for all the incoming international students to download SFU Snap. It's going to be a lifesaver.
That's right.
So, how did you manage the cultural and language differences? Like, in China, did they speak English, or was the language a significant difference for you?
I think in China, most of the students are like educate for writing and reading part. So we actually don't really speak English back then. It's really hard for me at first to like talk to people because I was so nervous. I was like super afraid my pronunciation and everything. Like I can't really like describe myself or say it correct, like something like that. Yeah. I think the best way to get out some help is make some friends in school. Yeah. By the time, like every day when you talk with people, you will get more practice, right?
That's true. That's true. That's awesome to hear. It's also fascinating how your environment influences your language development and your personal growth in general. How did you navigate the academic expectations in your first semester? Was it different than your experience in China, the studies here?
I feel it's a huge jump from high school to university. So basically, I need to more focus on like time management by myself because there's like no one can help my help me with the study, right? Yeah, that's basically it.
That's great to hear. Hearing this makes me wonder, what advice would you give to someone about to face a similar challenge?
I would say don't be afraid to go find some help because the most of people in Canada is willing to help you and they're kind. Just don't be afraid to reaching out.
That's a really great advice. Yeah, the more a person can be outsy, the more you get to know people, the more you interact with people, the more you get to know the country. Ariana, what clubs or initiatives of SFU did you find most successful in helping international students, both socially and academically?
Actually, I'm not in any clubs, but I find out like you can reaching out to the student, like the sub building. There is a front desk. Basically, they can help with the socially making some friends out there, and also they can help you with some how to say that, like life kind of thing.
I actually did not know that. That's a really great thing to discover. Yeah, I will look more into it and explore it a bit more. Lastly, what's one myth about moving abroad for university that you'd like to debunk?
Oh, that's actually a really tough one. Let me think. I think for me, it's kinda when I'm back in China, people always say, "Oh, you can only make friends with Chinese." So that's really like a rumor for me, 'cause in SFU it's really diverse. University for me, and you can see so many different race in there on the campus. So just don't be afraid to make friends and talk to them, share your experience with them. Probably you will think you guys have something in common.
Definitely, that's a great advice. I want to let all our listeners know that Canada is a multicultural country, and SFU especially has a very diverse range of students, and we get to know about different cultures. And the more you expose yourself to different communities, you get to learn more about themselves and respect them in ways they deserve. On that note, we are going to end this week's episode. Thank you so much for your valuable time, Ariana, and you've been through so much. It's amazing to see where you are now.
Yeah, thank you all for supporting
Yeah, thank you all for supporting and listening to our
and
podcast.
listening.
That is it for this week, you folks. See you next week with another
See
episode.
you next week.
Bye-bye.